Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our basin that we use during baptisms, normally found in our baptismal font, is typically empty. Now, some congregations, they keep their baptismal font full. Some even have fountains of living, flowing water. But ours is empty, and so we have a baptism. But I actually kind of like it like that. Because when we do a baptism, we pour the water from the pitcher. And at the point where we say, pour out your Holy Spirit, we pour the water out, the rest of it into the basin. Have you ever really thought about what pouring out the Holy Spirit means? Well, it's Holy Trinity Sunday, and I think when we think about pouring out, or I like the image actually of pouring forth, I like to think of God the Father, who began it all. And what Jesus says today about, he says it here in verse 15, all that the Father has is mine. So if you think of this image of God the Father pouring out all that the Father has to Jesus Christ, his Son, holding back nothing, pouring everything God the Father has into the Son, holding back nothing at all of God's love, everything is given to the Son. Jesus says that. All that the Father has is mine. And then think about the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And he says as much again in our lesson. He says that the Holy Spirit will glorify me because he will take what is mine. But I dare say Jesus gives it up freely to the Holy Spirit. Think about a three-tiered fountain. God the Father is the top pool of this fountain, pouring everything into the second-tier fountain of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, everything he's given to the Father is then given to the Holy Spirit, the third level of this beautiful fountain. Nothing is held back. Jesus and God the Father give everything they have to the Spirit. And what does the Spirit do with it? The Spirit is poured out on you and on me. The Holy Spirit can't not do what the Father and the Son has just done to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to keep going and has to keep pouring forth to you and to me and to the entire church. But guess what? Sometimes that pouring isn't so easy for the Holy Spirit to do. Sometimes there's a cover on the basin. Sometimes it's just a sieve. It's a little harder to get through. But oftentimes there's an entire cover. The Holy Spirit can't get through. Maybe occasionally the Holy Spirit gets through. I think you might know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes, even if there's not a cover over the basin, sometimes there's just a lot of stuff already in there. There really isn't any room for that Holy Spirit. Sometimes there's a lot of garbage in there. Garbage that we've told ourselves, or garbage that we've internalized from the world around us. Stuff like, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not wealthy enough. You're not whatever enough. Or something's lacking about you. You need more. You need more things. You need more status. You need more power. You need more success. You need more love. So sometimes the Holy Spirit, as much as the Holy Spirit is poured out all the time, there's nowhere for the Holy Spirit to go, or very, very few places at all. So sometimes it's hard for the Holy Spirit to be poured forth. But sometimes it does get through. You know it, and I know it. And interestingly, sometimes it's most obvious when we're laid most bare. When somehow all that garbage doesn't matter anymore, and sometimes the covering is taken off just enough that the Holy Spirit can be poured forth more easily. It's times I'm talking about in suffering, times of tragedy, perhaps. I know I certainly saw the Holy Spirit this week at work in Oklahoma. When a teacher covers her 6 students to protect them from the tornado, she's been poured by the Holy Spirit. When rescue workers form a line to get through the debris and the rubble to look for survivors or to rescue those who have not survived, that's the Holy Spirit being poured forth in and through those folks. When people provide simple acts of care for one another in and through the midst of tragedy, in and through the midst of suffering, or even just on a day-to-day basis, I know the Holy Spirit has been poured forth. Sometimes, in the midst of tragedy, even all the Holy Spirit can do is pour forth tears. And God cries, pouring forth sorrow in and amongst and with us. And yet, the Holy Spirit's there throughout our joys as well. The Holy Spirit's there every time a baby is born. The Holy Spirit is there in a parade I witnessed yesterday in honor of Memorial Day at Pawpaw. The pride on people in the parade celebrating in memory of our heroes. Simply the pride of being together as a community and celebrating. Holy Spirit was poured forth. Every time you lose yourself in a task, in an event, even in a person in love, every time that happens, you are being poured forth. And what animates you, what allows you to even do that, is the Holy Spirit. And I dare say the Holy Spirit is trying to pour forth and is pouring forth upon you even as I speak. Because the Holy Spirit never stops. Never stops. Never stops loving you. Never stops wanting to give you everything. Give you love and give you life and give you meaning in and amongst your tragedies, in and amongst your sufferings, in and amongst your joy, in and amongst your everyday, perhaps mundane life. The only way for you to pour forth the Holy Spirit to others is to allow the Holy Spirit to pour forth in you. And Jesus gives us an amazing example. He is this amazing receptacle. He is open, almost empty, I dare say, to receive all that the Father wants to give him, including suffering and dying on a cross. And this amazing receptacle, Jesus Christ, gives it all away, as you well know on the cross, gives himself for us, his very body. And when the Roman soldier pierces his side, he pours forth his water and his blood. His water and his blood for you and for me, so that we might also go and pour forth for the world. Because that is how God works. God sets us an example in his Holy Trinity of the pouring forth of love, not holding anything back, the Father to the Son and the Son to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit to us. Even amidst our mundane lives, that is exactly where we find the Holy Spirit alive and well, and that is exactly what we're called to do, is pour forth in the midst of whatever life brings. Let us pray. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as you indeed pour forth your love upon us now and in each and every moment, Open us to receive it, so we might pour forth your love to this world. Amen.